بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah salam and salam be upon the noble prophet, the believers of his family, and the noble companions, and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. Inshallah ta'ala, we will be discussing the book known as Kitab al-Jami', the comprehensive book from Bulugh al-Maram, from the collection of hadith by Al-Hafidh Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahimahullahu ta'ala, in his classical collection known as Bulugh al-Maram, the attainment of the objective in accordance with the evidence of the ordinances. And this book, which is called Kitab al-Jami' from Bulugh al-Maram, was discussed and explained by our Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala in the year 1417 after Hijrah, and even before, but this was the last one. This book, Kitab al-Jami', the comprehensive book, is the chapter, or is the book in Bulugh al-Maram, which the author, rahimahullah, completed his collection with. Called comprehensive, or Jami' in Arabic, meaning it's diversified, and it contains many benefits. And he started the book with the chapter on good behavior, Bab al-Adab. And adab, or behavior, or manners, is first adabun ma Allah, behavior with Allah Azza wa Jal, and this means magnifying Allah the Most High, and that a person should not introduce anything in Sharia which is in opposition to the legislations of Allah Azza wa Jal, neither decreeing the lawful unlawful, or vice versa, or making an obligation something as obligatory which is not an obligation. In addition, that the person does not disobey Allah Azza wa Jal, neither secretly nor openly. Because the one who disobeys Allah, in fact, is not having a good behavior with Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, the adab with Allah is to act in obedience to Allah's commands and abstaining from His prohibitions. The second adab, the second type, is the adab with Rasulullah Azza wa Jal, with the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this means obeying him in that which he commanded, and believing him in that which he informed. And abstaining from that which he forbade and warned against. And that we worship Allah in accordance with the way the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام made known. And also it means defending him and defending the message he carried عليه الصلاة والسلام, and giving victory to it. The third is the adab, the manners, the behavior with the slaves of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the third type. And this means that the person adorns himself with that which dignifies him and keeps away from that which dishonors him. And this may differ with nations, with people. You find with some nations things which are not considered to be of bad behavior. Rather, they are with other nations. And sometimes this differs with time. At certain times, certain manners may not be considered base. At other times, they may be. For example, there were times when people used to consider that eating in the streets or in the markets or to go to a restaurant or something like that to eat is something not dignifying. Now eating in the marketplaces is almost a norm or a habit. And again, this may differ with nations, with times, and also within certain regions of certain countries, meaning geographically. The first hadith which the author began his chapter with is the hadith of Abi Huraira. Abi Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, حق المسلم على المسلم ست إذا لقيته فسلم عليه وإذا دعاك فأجبه وإذا استنصحك فانصح وإذا عطس فحمد الله فشمته وإذا مرض فعده وإذا مات فاتبعه. Six are the rights of a Muslim over another Muslim. It was said to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, what are these? He صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when you meet him, offer him greetings, salute him. And when he invites you to a feast, accept it. When he asks your advice, give it to him. And when he sneezes and praises Allah by saying Alhamdulillah, then you say to him, may Allah have mercy on you. And when he is ill, visit him. And when he dies, follow his funeral. In the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's saying, the right, six are the rights of a Muslim over another Muslim, this does not mean restricting the right to these six, but the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions sometimes things that are in agreement in ruling and restricts them, yet we know that other matters are rights affirmed. So here this is not a restriction, rather there are other rights. So the Prophet ﷺ said six are the rights of a Muslim. Who is the Muslim? The Muslim is the one who testifies that لا إله إلا الله وأن محمدا رسول الله, that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, and does not bring forth something that takes him out of Islam. So he is the one who submits outwardly and inwardly to Allah. Every believer, كل مؤمن مسلم, every believer is a Muslim, and not every Muslim is a believer, because belief is a higher rank. Falls under the title of a Muslim is the disobedient Muslim, and the innovating Muslim, as long as his innovation does not take him out of Islam. Excluded in this statement of the Prophet والسلام, the right of the Muslim upon the Muslim, excluded is the kafir. But does this mean that the kafir has no right whatsoever? The answer is when we understand that the rights are of two types, general and specific. General rights and specific rights. Certain specific rights, the kafir is entitled to them either by recommendation or even by obligation. Like, for example, the right of neighborhood. The wife from the people of the book has the right of marital relationship, and spending upon her. Also, rights of shared properties. In accordance with the correct opinion, there is no difference between the Muslim and the kafir. Like in cases, a Muslim is not allowed to go and ask the engagement to a woman from the people of the book, whom a kafir already asked for her engagement. Now, to the rights. The first right of the Muslim upon a Muslim is when you meet him, give him greetings, salute him with the salam. Salam as a greeting has two meanings. First, when you say Assalamu alaik, meaning blessings be on you, this is a barakah, this is a blessing. Meaning this name is upon you, Assalam name is upon you, and Assalam is one of the names of Allah. And all of Allah's names are blessed. This is one meaning. Second meaning, As-salam is an infinitive denoting taslim, meaning that you invoke Allah that he be safe from defects and ill matters. What is the ruling on salam? initiating the salam is a sunnah from the individual. And a collective sunnah from the group. In certain circumstances, it may be an obligation. So, the initiating is a sunnah as long as it does not reach the point between the two Muslims, it does not reach the point of hajar, of abandonment, where it becomes a wajib, an obligation. Then we know from the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that it is not permissible for a Muslim to abandon his brother more than 3 days. They meet each other and this turns and the other turns away, and the best of them is the one who initiates the salam. So therefore, accordingly, it is a sunnah as long as it does not reach the point of abandonment between the Muslims, where it then becomes a wajib, an obligation. What about the response? It is an obligation upon whom the salam is intended to be. It is an obligation upon whom the salam is intended to be, and a collective one if no one specifically is intended in a group. Meaning, if anyone of the group responds, then alhamdulillah, this is sufficient. If no specific person is intended. Now, what is the format of salam? First is to say, As-salamu alayk. This is individual format with definition. As-salamu alayk. Upon you. In the singular. The second is As-salamu alaykum, plural without specification, without definition. There is negation, without definition, no definition. The preferred one is to say the first one, As-salamu alayk. And it is permissible to say As-salamu alaykum with the plural, either as a way of magnification, if he deserves the magnification, or to denote that the salam is for him and to the angels also as well, who are with him. It is also permissible to say Salamun alayk. Salamun alayk. And it's also permissible to say Salamun alaykum. What is apparent from the hadith? When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if you meet him, then give him greetings, it is apparent that you initiate the salam even though the person may be older than you or younger. And this is the truth. It is better to initiate the salam, even the person may be younger or of a lesser status. Because if he neglects this right, then don't you yourself neglect the sunnah, all of it. Otherwise, it is better that the young gives the salam to the older, and the few in number to those greater in number, and the one riding a mount to the one walking, and the walking to the one sitting. But suppose one of any of these categories does not consider this matter, then it is better that you initiate the sunnah. And don't say and blame him. Question: is it permissible for the Muslim to initiate the salam to the kafir? The answer is no. Because the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam forbade that. In the hadith, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, لا تبدأ اليهود والنصارى بالسلام. Do not initiate the salam to the Jews and the Christians. However, if the kafir says the salam, then it's the obligation to respond because of the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُم بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنِ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّوهَا. If you are saluted by a greeting, then greet by the same or by that which is better. And should the response therefore to the non-Muslim would be the same or more or less, the answer, less, yes. Same, yes. More, what seems to be apparent is impermissibility. Why? Because if it is considered not permissible to initiate salam to him, then the increase in the response is like the initiation. Why? Because there is increase in honoring to him and magnification. And this is not allowed. So therefore, suffice to respond by the like. So if he says, if the kafir says, As-salamu alaykum, then you say, wa alaykum as-salam. This is if what he says is explicitly understood as As-salamu alaykum. And if he says, As-salam alaykum, meaning death to you, then we say wa alaykum and upon you. And if he doesn't explicitly say either as-salam or as-salam, then we say wa alaykum, and we don't add to it anything else. We don't say to him alaykum as-salam, and we don't say to him wa alaykum as-salam. Because it is possible that he said as-salam, and it is possible that he said as-salam. So we say wa alaykum only. If he said as-salam, then it is upon him. And if he said as-salam, then the salam is upon him. Then inshallah ta'ala, we'll stop here, and then we go for the second right of the Muslim upon the Muslim, and that is if he invites you to a feast, then you respond, and more of that inshallah ta'ala in the next discussion. Walhamdulillah rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.